I've heard blinatumomab called off-the-shelf CAR T. How would you compare it to CAR T?
CAR T is truly amazing innovation and very strong scientific basis. But by definition, it's actually quite difficult to develop and administer to patients. So if we look at the studies of CAR T cells that have been reported, the very high responses that are being reported are essentially not on the intent to treat analysis. It's actually on the patients who actually received the product. And there are, usually in the region of 80%, very high responses. And of course, there can be significant toxicity with CAR T cells in the form of severe cytokine release syndrome and neurological toxicity, etc. Blinatumomab certainly has much lower responses. It certainly also has some degree of toxicity, such as cytokine release and neurological, but it's much less. But if we think about these in combination, if we can develop a combination regimen, which I mentioned to you, we can get as high or even higher responses in the relapse setting with the combination of chemo, inotuzumab, and blinatumomab. So there's no question that CAR T cells are dramatic and they can produce dramatic responses. They are very expensive, and one would also say that even the antibodies are expensive. But I think having all these strategies available is actually making the field very exciting because we now have a lot of options to provide to our patients with ALL.